Good afternoon. My name is Joanne, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Medicare EDI Ask the Contractor teleconference conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Please be advised that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to your presenter today, Ms. Jo Ellen Fouts. Thank you. Ms. Fouts, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Joanne. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the EDI Ask the Contractor teleconference. My name is Jo Ellen Fouts, and I'm a senior EDI analyst for WPS. I'm also joined by other WPS EDI staff, including Lisa Cucci and Matt Healy. The main purpose of this call is to address any EDI questions and concerns you have relating to WPS, GHA, EDI, including current issues, ERA, and the new EDI front end, which will be coming soon. Today, we will be presenting a PowerPoint entitled EDI ACT, October 13th, 2016. The PowerPoint is located on our EDI website. If you have not done so already, you can access the PowerPoint by going to www.wpsic.com, select Provider tab, then select EDI. From there, select Medicare. From there, select Medicare EDI ACT tab. You'll see the link for the presentation at the bottom of the page. Additionally, on the page, you will find previous PowerPoint presentations and both an MP3 recording and transcript of our most recent EDI ACT. As always, you are encouraged to sign up for e-news for the most timely Medicare information. There will be EDI articles in the communique and listservs with timely information. Okay, let me repeat that one more time where the PowerPoint is. It's at www.wpsic.com. Select the Provider tab, then the EDI tab, then Medicare, then select Medicare EDI ACT tab. And again, the presentation is at the bottom of the page, and it is titled EDI ACT, October 13th, 2016. We can go ahead and begin the PowerPoint. Slide one basically just is the introduction to our call. Slide two, purpose of the PowerPoint is to discuss current news, or current issues, improved EDI website design, connectivity, ERA, there's myth busting, MREP and PC print, PCA's Pro 32 and Go Green, ERA forms, CARC and RARC and operating rules, WPS Community Manager, WPS Gateway Express, which is coming in 2016 or next year. Monitor your business, contacting EDI, toll-free numbers. Slide three, current Medicare EDI issues. One of the current issues is submitting electronic claims. There is 2320, the MOA-01, will not be used in the Medicare adjudication process. However, in the front end, the two decimal positions should be acceptable, but are currently editing in the CEM, which is the Common Edit Module. The fix for the MAC adapter release production date will be 1-1 of 2017. MREP issues for, we're still having MREP issues for Windows 7 or 8 users. The PC print update, current version 5.1.5. Version 4.3.0 and above are not compatible with Windows XP. Part A providers using Windows XP should continue to use version 4.2.6 of PC print until they are able to upgrade to a new version of Windows. Slide 4, improved EDI website design. And we are listing some of our improvements. The centralized location of all online EDI enrollment forms. We have an enhanced version of our 5 easy steps to electronic claim filing. We have a rolling message board for improved awareness of current events and updates. Social media buttons, so you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Global. So when you go to our web page, Down at the very bottom right-hand corner, we have those buttons. Easy access to our EDI connection, which is a list of our current approved clearinghouses, billing services, and vendors. Visit our new website and view all the new features and enhancements. And our website is the www.wpsic.com/EDI. Slide 5, connectivity misconceptions. Years ago, submitting electronic claims went from pulling them through the internet back to a bulletin board system. Note this exclusion will be changing with further operating rules implementations. However, the fact is CMS has policies regarding internet usage, and this exclusion will be changing with the future operating rules implementations. We still have to transfer electronic claims through a dial-up connection. Every other electronic submission I use is through the internet. I asked WPS about it, and they said dial-up is safe. The fact is dial-up technology is proven secure, as is Secure File Transfer Protocol, SFTP. WPS offers secure FTP via network service vendor. And again, coming soon is our WPS Gateway Express, which will be talked about in further slides in the presentation. Slide 6, WPS connectivity options. We have the bulletin board system, which is the BBS, that is a dial-up, connecting through a network service vendor into the Medicare EDI gateway, which is the MEG. And we have our URL posted there of the PDF that goes into basically a guide of the Medicare EDI gateway. We do have listed on here all of the approved network service vendors. And then coming soon again is our WPS Gateway Express. Slide 7, here's some ERA myth busting. I am unaware of the ERA. Tell me more about EDI and ERA. Our goal is to want to educate on the benefits of ERA. Out on our website, we do have an option on the left-hand side for forms, and that is where we have our ERA and our EDI. And there are instructional information in regards to ERA. I am not really sure if this is something you need to sign up for. We may not have been informed. The fact is ERA is optional at this time, but provides several benefits to your business. And further down again into these slides, we will talk a little bit more about some of the benefits. Another myth, we are still waiting on an enrollment verification from February 2016. The fact is EDI enrollment processing is typically completed within 7 to 10 business days, usually sooner. If you have questions in regards to your verification of enrollment, you can always contact our help desk, and their number is 866-518-3285, option 1 for J5, 866-234-7331, that's option 1 for J8. Enrollment process very time consuming and must go through supervisors. Don't often get prompt attention to needs. The fact is you cannot enroll electronically for ERA using standardized information. Slide 8. Again, continuing with the ERA myth busting. It is difficult enough with depositing directly to the account. I get an email stating a deposit has been made to our account, then I have to hunt and review all of my Medicare clients to see where the money should go. Did you know Operating Rules 370 Reassociation requires the EIN and check number both on the ERA and EFT? You may need to ask your bank for the 7 record. The CAQH website has a sample letter to request the 7 record, and on this PowerPoint you have the We are providing the URL to where you can get that. ERA did not come faster, harder to read without printing, and did not import into PCAs their reimbursements, so not streamlining or improving efficiency of office staff. Did you know ERA is available next business day after a claim finalizes? And also, did you know PC Print and MREP provide many beneficial reports, some of which are formatted the same as the paper remit? We use PCAs to submit our electronic claims. We're not sure how to set up or use ERA. fact is PCACE software has a built-in user guide with clear, concise instructions. User guide also available on our EDI site. Fact is, EDI help desk staff are trained and available to help with questions and concerns. Another fact is, providers can enroll electronically to receive electronic remittance advice. Slide 9. And on this page is electronic completion of ERA form and the URL for that. And also, this provides you the different fields within the ERA form that are needed when you are completing the ERA enrollment form. Slide 10, facts. You too can go green. Go green. Even if you don't post electronically, you can take advantage of 835. ERA has the same content as a standard paper remit. Over 78% of all remittances are sent electronically in 5010 835 format. Download directly from WPS. Operating Rules 370 ensures EFT and ERA association, as we discussed in previous slide. PC Print and MREP are free and easy to use. You can download MREP and PC Print from our website, which is www.wpsic.com/EDI. Slide 11, talk about PCACE Pro 32. Providers may download PCACE Pro 32 software at the link below to submit 5010 file formats. The free 5010 errata software with instruction regarding setup posted on our website. New PCACE users must test. Existing PCACE users are not required to test. You can, with the functions of PCACE Pro 32, you can import your 999, 277 CA, and 835 into readable formats, a common piece in any provider's contingency plan. Current version is 3.2. The next version available would be January 3rd of 2017. The PCACE, it does come out every quarter. Slide 12, Medicare Remit EasyPrint and PC Print software. MREP for Part B, PC Print for Part A. It enables providers and suppliers to view and locally print a Medicare Part A or Part B DMERC HIPAA-compliant 835 in a format that mirrors the Medicare Standard Paper Remittance Advice, or SPR. Eliminates physical filing and storage space needs. Print remit same day as 835 is available. Print and forward claims for other payers. Quick and easy access to claim information. There's no waiting for mail. Several useful reports. You save time and money. And again, it is free. Slide 13, CARC and MARC code use misconceptions. Affordable Care Act defines operating rules as the necessary business rules and guidelines for the electronic exchange of information that are not defined by a standard or its implementation specifications. Operating rules addresses gaps in standards, help redefine the infrastructure that supports electronic data exchange, and recognize interdependencies among transactions. Our goal is to create as much uniformity in the implementation of electronic standard as possible. Slide 14. I'll go ahead and continue. Our WPS rebranding. WPS Medicare transformation. WPS Medicare is undergoing a transformation. More than just a facelift, this effect refocuses our service on our government partners so that Medicare providers and beneficiaries get the best possible service. Under our new brand, WPS Government Health Administrators, which is GHA, we continue to rely on our experience to drive our efforts while our efficiency helps us control costs. Watch for our new look and can contact us anytime you have a question. Slide 15, new WPS branding impact to 835 and 277 transactions for A and B. Example, on your 835 or your 277, within the file, there, here's an example of what you will see. It has changed, it will. If it hasn't, it will in the near future. It will be the WPS GHA MAC J5 Part A. The companion guides have been updated with that information. Down there is the URLs to go to, Additionally, from the appendix is the 835. Changes to the 1000A and 102 for Medicare A will be coming soon. The CMS Standard Companion Guide transaction information for 835 references the 1000A REF. Slide 16. Coming up is our future EDI ACTs. WPS EDI to implement new connectivity for EDI registration and transaction submission, which would be our new front end that's coming soon, which is WPS Community Manager and WPS Gateway Express. And then also the migration of those trading partners will begin. Matt, do you want to go ahead and explain that new front end starting on slide 17?
Sure thing. Thank you very much, Joellen, and good afternoon, everybody. Starting on slide 17, WPS Community Manager and WPS Gateway Express. What's coming? What does it mean in trading partners? Well, WPS Community Manager and Gateway Express provide secure web-based access for trading partners. They can then perform login and perform simple file uploads and downloads. And it'll be a place for trading partners that'll actually be able to go in and access their information and manage it themselves. You'll be able to see where your forms are uploaded when you're going for approval on your EDI or your ERA. You'll also be able to submit your files directly to us using the Gateway Express. Slide 18. At a glance, our launch is planned for the fourth quarter of this year. We are still have a to be determined on what the date is going to be, so you're going to want to make sure that you pay attention to these ACT calls and also pay attention to our website. And then we'll have more information coming, and we will then explain the dates for everything, the migration and things like that to happen there. Key benefits, full electronic receipt and processing of EDI agreements, ERAs, and EFT enrollments, the EFT being for our commercial lines. Ability to view file status, received, rejected, processed, et cetera. Trading partner management system automation, and the ability to link providers directly to submitters. Slide 19, what Business Connect will enable? And I'll be covering these in the next few slides. So we have trading partner management, transfers, and display and reporting. Slide 20. So for the trading partner management, basically full online self-registration. You'll be able to manage it yourself for 24 hours, 7 days a week. Submitters are managed by corporations' administrative super users, which means that you would have one person that would be in charge and be able to give access to however many people that you have in billing or in your office that you need to. They'd be the ones that would be able to take care of that and handle it. Ability to set up additional super users and other accessibilities. Manage your own passwords, including resets and account updates. This is important, of course, if, you know, the help desk is closed. That was the way that you used to be able to go in and get your passwords updated was to call one of our help desk members, but now you'll be able to do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Full electronic receipt and enrollment processing. Again, when you submit a form in, you won't have to submit it in via fax or paper. You'll be able to do it right there through the community manager, and then it will basically, you'll be able to track it. You'll be able to see the date that it was received, and you'll be able to see the dates that it's being worked, et cetera, things like that. Slide 21, WPS Gateway Express. Users will, have the ability to view status, file status, whether it's received, rejected, or processed. Ability for Medicare submitters to transmit files securely via an internet connection instead of the BBS. So this will be very big for you. BBS and the Medicare EDI Gateway will be discontinued for WPS. That'll be a date that'll be determined in the future after everything is set up with this, but eventually they will be discontinued. But you'll be going through a secure internet connection, so it'll be a lot faster and a lot easier for you, especially for those that are using the BBS. Users can connect directly using a secure internet connection. Ability to view your EDI transaction history, including which claim files you've previously submitted and which electronic remittance files you've previously received. slide 22, the display and reporting. So you'll be able to do your own reporting basically and using these programs to be able to see what your relationships, you'll be able to do reporting on submitters, line of business, transaction, providers. You'll be able to see the agreement, receipt, and production approval dates. And you'll be able to, when you do your searches, you'll be able to export the search information using the CSV import, like Excel, for instance. Slide 23. So the big picture is, basically, the systems we have now, the BBS, the Medicare EDI Gateway, or the MEG, and the WTPS, which is the one that creates and puts out our submitter information or submitter numbers, those will be going away. The new programs that we'll have out there will be the WPS Community Manager, the Gateway Express, which the Gateway Express is where the files are actually being sent or you're submitting your 837s, and you'll be able to do display and reporting. Slide 24, migration plan. Now, again, when we have the date determined, when we're going to have go live, then this will be implemented at that point in time. But all submitter data will be migrated just before the go live. So everything that's in our current system will be brought over. Submitters will be assigned to three migration windows. Now, the first two, group one and group two, group one's being days 1 through 45, group two is 45 through 90. They are already pre-determined groups. These are clearinghouses, things like that. That what we're doing with them is checking volume and making sure that that the testing that basically files, say the flow basically goes fine with them. Those groups have already been selected. So for anybody else, the big one's going to be group three, which day 91 plus is the open migration time. So that's when other providers will be able to choose and will be able to sign up to basically get into Community Manager and submit their claims that way. The cutoff date is going to be 1 year from the launch of it. So 1 year, and 1 year we want everybody to be submitting through the new Community Manager and the Gateway Express. Slide 25. WPS Community Manager and WPS Gateway Express frequently asked questions. Will the change impact the current connection that we have for transmitting 837 files or receiving the 999-277-CA or the 835 file? Yes, the new solution will provide a web-based, easy-to-use self-management portal and will also enable the secure transmission of EDI transactions. Is this connection separate from the file transmission? It will allow you to transmit. WPS Gateway Express will allow you to transmit and receive EDI data over a secure connection via the Internet. It will replace our existing dial-up BBS connection and Medicare EDI gateway after an established migration period. Would you be able to advise how this will impact us? It will allow you to have a secure transmission method, again, without having to use the dial-up connection or going through the gateway. And do you have a date for this change? Again, that is something that would be determined, and we will have that coming in the future on our website and also here in an ACT call. So just pay attention for those in the future, and we'll have more information at that time. And, Joellen, I guess I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt. Started on slide 26, future EDI ACTs for 2016. EDI is pleased to continue our EDI ACT series. No reservations are required. So you should attend providers, billing staff, vendors, and clearinghouses with Medicare EDI questions. We have one more year for this year, and that will be December 8th, 2016. The dial-in number is the same, which is 1-800-305-2862, but the passcode will change, and that will be 2877-4692. Again, 2017 dates will be coming soon, so please be watching on our EDI website and also through the Medicare e-news. So just be watching those two sites. Slide 27, monitor your business. Use the tools available to you to monitor your business. Identify contingencies, read your 999s, your 277CA responses, review your remittance advices, monitor your cash flow, Identify and correct in a timely manner any issues identified. Use these tools to monitor your business so when you call, you'll already have an idea of what the issue may be. Slide 28, help us help you. Before you call, we are giving you a little bit of information that if you could provide available to us, that would help us authenticate you and research your issue faster. So if you could provide your submitter ID, PTAN and MPI, the ISA control number that was sent to WPS Medicare, the ISA 13 is not protected health information. Claim count, date of submission, dollar amount of submission. Other ways to contact EDI is through our email. For Part A, it's EDIMedicareA@WPSIC.com. For Part B, it's EDIMedicareB@WPSIC.com. Slide 29, again, here is the sign up for e-news. This is the easiest and fastest way to stay on top of Medicare changes. So we encourage you to sign up for the Medicare e-news and get your e-newsletter. Slide 30, commonly seen Medicare EDI rejections. The following is a short list of the most common rejections seen by WPS EDI. The 2000 C-loop is not used by Medicare. If submitted, the claim will reject on the 999. 2000B, the SBR 03 and 04, should not be submitted as they are not used by Medicare. 2310A, the NM1 segment, which is your attending physician, should not be sent on non-scheduled transportation claims. And it's listing your HCPCS codes and your QL modifiers. Slide 31, date editing on inbound transactions. Date editing on all inbound transactions will be done based on the WPS Health Solutions local time, which is Central Standard Time. This will impact the Indiana, Michigan, and some J5N. Slide 32, commonly misrouted calls. EDI at times gets misrouted calls from DDE password resets and navigation or connectivity. That would be done through the remote line. CSNAP password resets and navigations, customer service general inquiries, and we give the number listed, financial reporting, EFT inquiries, and support. And on this slide, it gives you the correct numbers that you would want to contact for those type of inquiries. EDI would not be able to answer those questions. And if you would contact EDI, all we would be able to do is provide you possible direction of who you would need to contact. Slide 33, EDI addresses and phone numbers. Again, on this slide, we provide our email address for A. It's EDIMedicareA@WPSIC.com. For Part B, it's EDIMedicareB@WPSIC.com. Our address for the J5, J8, Part A and Part B is listed, and along with our toll-free number for J5 and J8 are also listed on this slide. Slide 34, questions and answers. We want to hear from you. Also visit our EDI site for additional information. And again, that website's listed here, www.wpsic.com/EDI. If you have additional questions, you can also send an email to, again, our EDI Medicare A or our EDI Medicare B at WPSIC.com. Slide 35, this slide just provides you some additional resources to CMS 5010 and the DO webpage, 5010 Technical Review Type 3 Guides, Park and Rock Code Sets, WPS Medicare EDI website, the NACHA, the CAQH Core Reassociation Sample Letter. Lisa, you will have to take over. We do have a fire drill. I apologize.
Okay, thank you, Joellen. Okay. That concludes the presentation for today, and I wanted to now turn this over for an opportunity for folks to ask questions. Joanne, we'd like you to open the lines up and allow everyone to ask their questions. Could you please give them some instructions?
Certainly, Ms. Cucci. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Dale Gibson from Lawrence County Hospital. Please ask your question.
Hi, Gail.
I went on your website trying to find the PowerPresent PowerPoint. I went under provider, under EDI Ask the Contractor, and it's out there. The PowerPoint presentation, the most recent one, is August 11th. I don't think anybody else could find it, but never found the PowerPoint.
Okay, we'll double check, and Gail will get that submitted. We had turned that in for updating on the website. Let me take a quick glance out there.
I had a question, you know, but trying to keep up with, you know, trying to keep up, you know, when you have a PowerPoint, you know, and y'all don't put the PowerPoint out there. I mean, when you sign up for it, why don't you send us the PowerPoint, or, you know, because I see this happening way too often, you know.
Yeah, and actually, that's a great point. And if the PowerPoint's not out there, I apologize for that. However, these are ACTs that do not require reservations. So the entire Medicare population, anybody who's signed up for an e-news alert, gets notification of these. So the PowerPoint.
I made a reservation. I was asked to make a reservation.
These are non-reservation calls, sir.
Okay. Well, I signed up somewhere.
Okay. And you said you had a question, Gail?
Yes. Do you have a vendor for the DDE system, or, you know, some of the contractors now are setting up where we can go directly to the system instead of through a vendor? Do y'all have that, or do you have other vendors?
DDE requires, and that's a different division within WPS, but DDE does require that you have a network service vendor to be able to connect to the FIS system.
Okay, some Macs are allowing you to go directly to them, so I didn't know if y'all were not.
For WPS accessing the this system, you have to use a network service vendor.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Jackie Ackley from Salem Memorial Hospital. Please ask your question.
My question was already answered. I was having the same problem as the previous person about not being able to find your presentation.
Yeah, I apologize for that, Jackie. We did submit that for update, and I apologize that it's not on there, but we'll for sure make sure that that's out there by the end of the week for sure.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We have a question coming from the line of Jillian Walgram from United Clinical Laboratories. Please ask a question.
We have a question about the dial-up connection with the BBS. In the beginning of the presentation, it said that we would still be required to have that connection, but then later on it said that we would not be required to have that connection. So which is it?
Absolutely. Great question, Jillian. Currently, the two connectivities that WPS offers are the dial-up through the bulletin board system and through a Medicare EDI gateway via a network service vendor. In the upcoming months, WPS is going to be implementing an internet solution. So in today's world, you are correct. It is BBS, a network service vendor to the Medicare EDI gateway. But beginning in the fourth quarter of 2016, we're going to be implementing an internet solution.
We would just like to make a comment on the PowerPoint, too. We did open up the August 2016 PowerPoint, and some of the same slides were there, but not in the right number.
Yeah, correct. A lot of the content is very similar to the August PowerPoint.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. there are no further questions from the phone lines at this time. We do have one follow-up question from Judy Fitch from Prudentially Expert. Please ask your question.
Hi, my question, I did not get the date of the next call in December. What was that date?
The next call will be on December the 8th. It'll be at 1 o'clock Central Time. The dial-in will be the same. The passcode will be 287-74692.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions from the phone lines at this time. I would now like to hand the conference back to today's presenter. Please continue.
Thank you, Joanne. As Joanne mentioned in the presentation, we are working with CMS and WPS to go forward with the Go Green initiative. We're looking at reducing paper, and of course, one great way to do that from an EDI perspective is to send electronic claims and receive electronic remittance. We do want to point out that even though you may not be using your electronic remittance to post to patients' accounts, you can still take advantage of the electronic remittance and use a program such as PC Print, PC Ace, or MREP to be able to import the 835 and be able to read those reports. Some definite advantages of going green are, of course, that it's going to reduce the provider costs. The softwares that are available to read those are free and easy to use and supported by WPS. Additionally, the electronic remittances are available the very next business day when the claim's finalized, so there's no waiting on paper mail to be received by your office. So look for other opportunities to go green. Definitely want to encourage folks to sign up for electronic remittance, which at this point is a business decision that your business can take on. And like we said, look to reduce your costs, save space, and as I mentioned, these are free softwares that are available to read those. We would like to also encourage you, if you have other items for discussion on the subsequent EDI Ask the Contractor teleconference, that you please let us know what you would like to hear or what type of information that you would like in these calls. Again, our next call will be on December the 8th, and we welcome your input. If you have items for discussion on the EDI ACT, you can email that information to us at edi@medicareA@wpsic.com or edimedicareB@WPSIC.com. We want to encourage you to sign up for e-news for upcoming notifications. As Matt mentioned, we're going to have additional information regarding the implementation of WPS Express. That should be coming forth very shortly. Joanne, do we have any additional questions at this time?
There are no questions from the phone lines, Ms. Gucci. You may continue.
Okay. If there are no further questions, I want to thank everyone for attending today's call. Again, we look forward to your input regarding subsequent items for discussion on the EDI ACT. And please join us on December the 8th. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your attendance. You may all disconnect.